Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Church bombings, murdered civil rights workers, and massive resistance took its toll on the civil rights movement. While Martin Luther King Jr. and his adherents held firmly to the principles of nonviolence, there were many black activists who advocated a more aggressive approach. Malcolm X was a fiery activist who often used the phrase, by any means necessary, to advocate for more direct forms of challenging the status quo. Brutally honest, some would say callous, Malcolm X famously called John F. Kennedy's assassination the chickens coming home to roost. He chided the famous March on Washington, calling it the farce on Washington. And he said he couldn't understand why blacks were excited by a demonstration, quote, run by whites in front of the statue of a president who has been dead for 100 years and who didn't like us when he was alive. Unquote. He's also famous for his association with the Nation of Islam, using an X to replace his birth name as Little because that name had been given to his family by a, quote, blue-eyed devil, unquote. His incendiary rhetoric was not well received in the national media, and almost as soon as he appeared on the scene, the FBI opened a file on him. Later in the 1960s, Malcolm X broke with the Nation of Islam and became a Sunni Muslim. After his pilgrimage to Mecca, Malcolm X retroactively apologized for some of his language, saying, quote, in the past, I've made sweeping indictments of all white people. I never will be guilty of that again, as now I know that some white people are truly capable of brotherly love toward a black man, unquote. He was assassinated nearly 45 years ago this week on February 21st, 1965, by a group of Nation of Islam followers. Tune in for our next Hidden History on the rise of the Black Panther movement. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.